Hello, welcome to Diving Into Writing with me, Lucinda Pebray and Anna Singh. Join us on our writing journey. Hello, welcome to Diving Into Writing. We're on episode 24, Anna. Can you believe it?
Hardly.
When did we start? January?
Yeah.
So we've, by the end of the year, we'll have 20... Wow. What will it be?
It depends how quickly we do them.
About 30 episodes. Yeah.
30.
Okay. So, what are we talking about today? We're talking about why did you start writing? And that's a question I'm going to ask Anna, first of all. Although she has told me that she's got a very short answer.
Well, it's short in that I didn't start wanting to write very early in life, or not that I noticed. I wrote one poem. I think I've mentioned that before, when I was 8. So some people talk about a burning ambition to write starting from when they were very young, but I didn't have that. Maybe I was too busy dancing because I went to dance class instead or something. So the wish to write happened much later. Although I kept a diary from my teenage self right to now, I've kept a diary.
Was that like Adrian Mole?
It wasn't as funny, probably. Bits of it are funny. But it wasn't just a I went here and I went there type of diary. It was a thought process diary, even from then.
What, were you a reflective 8-year-old?
No, because I didn't start quite as early as 8. I wrote my one poem when I was 8.
Oh, okay.
But I started the diary when I was about 12 and I had a 5-year diary.
Ah.
And I wrote things like my first date with a boyfriend and things like that in that diary, and it had a key. But when I went to university, my boyfriend at the time chased me all around the room trying to get my 5-year diary off me, and I decided to get rid of it, and I really regret that because I would love to have been able to read it now. But anyway, you shouldn't regret things, should you? But
what made you start that diary? Was it just a present that you received?
I think it was a present, but I think I must have enjoyed doing it, because if you don't enjoy doing it, you just leave off, don't you, after a bit. So I think I must have always liked to somehow share my thoughts with myself in my diary. And so still now, I don't do it every day anymore, but I've mentioned before on this the book Artist's Way.
Yeah.
So I started doing a different sort of diary when I read that book, and that's at least 10 years ago now. And what she talked about was writing, very free writing for 3 pages, regardless of what was on your mind or what you're not trying to achieve anything in particular. So I just wrote and wrote and wrote, and that's a bit more than I was doing before, but a bit similar in that it was thoughts about my life, not where I went yesterday.
Aren't you supposed to destroy your 3 pages?
You are. Mm. And that was, which I've already confessed on this, I'm sure, that I didn't, and then ended up with masses of notebooks, which I still have. The ones that I don't want to get rid of are the very old ones, like from my late teens, after the 5-year disaster, and my early 20s. But the ones, more recent ones, I think I could really get rid of.
I've also got another question.
Yeah.
Did that boyfriend read your diary?
No, he never got it, but I was so scared of the thought of someone reading.
Yeah.
Things like so-and-so was fab.
Yeah.
So I just thought, I can't bear that. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, to go back to the original question of why did I start to write, it was that sort of way of doing it that wasn't a very decided sort of way of doing it, if you know what I mean. Mm. I just was writing. And then I had to work, the kind of work I did involved a lot of writing, training materials. And I always liked it. And I always liked writing with other people. So often I used to work with one particular person that worked really well because she could type really well.
Oh, yeah.
So well, I'd sit next to her and we'd say, should we do this? And blah, blah, blah. And then she'd write it all down, which was marvellous. So there was never a point when I decided I want to be a writer. But I always liked the idea of having a book that was physically there. And so at when I started thinking about going to the class we met at, I had already written a work-related book on personal development. And my idea was to make it into a proper book and give it to my family and make it look like a present. And that was the first time I actually had a goal about writing, I suppose. It was the idea that I would pass on all the things that I'd learned in about personal development and in my training world, and I would give it to family. And then I thought about it a bit more and thought, wouldn't it be fun to see a great pile of your books in Waterstones or something? And I think everyone's different, so we'll come to you in a minute about whether what they would like. You know, would they like to hear praise of their writing, or would they just feel glad that they finished something, or would they, like me, have a visual? I always seem to be a visual person, so the idea that appealed to me then was a visual thing, a pile, like we saw Laura do.
Yeah.
And our writing tutor, by the way. So now I would say I had more of a thought of that, a more specific thought, and that was why I signed up to the writing class about writing a novel, because both of us have signed up to different writing classes. There's some of the people I was with the other day I was telling you about, they're doing poetry, they're not doing a novel. So you can have a poetry writing class or a general anything writing class. But we've both signed up to the writing a novel, which is a commitment. And it's actually a big commitment, as I'm realising more and more. Does that answer something or other?
Yeah. What about the next question, which is, what do you want to achieve?
Yeah, well, I've kind of gone into it a little bit.
You started, yeah.
Yeah, so at the moment, because I would say if I'm being optimistic, a quarter of the way through it, I would feel very jubilant to actually finish it in some form or other. And I hate leaving things unfinished. I once made a patchwork quilt and it got three quarters of the way done and the last bit never got done. And it stayed on top of the wardrobe for ages and it really annoyed me, and then I threw it out.
In a fit of anger.
Yeah. And it was hard work because it was octagons or something. So, you know, I really don't want to have a project like that that's hangs over you for ages and then you have to get rid.
So what you're wanting to achieve is finishing.
What I want to achieve is finishing, and the glorious dream would be to see it in a form that was recognisable form.
Like a book.
Yes, like a book, not like something on my laptop.
Yeah, or filed bits.
Something with a proper cover like you've got and things like that. Yeah, so what about you? What made you start writing in the first place?
Okay, so I always read a lot as a child, and very much for escape. And then I can remember it at primary school. I don't know how old I was, but the fact that it was primary school means I was quite young. An exercise where the teacher played some classical music and we just had to sit down and write. And I just wrote something to do with fairies and going into the earth and what have you. I can't really remember it, but I remember that they were like, I got a lot of praise for it. And I think from that moment I knew that I would write. But I didn't do anything about it for years. But it always sat there. Something that... I think when I met Marcus, we must have had that conversation, because he did, he offered to buy me some course at one stage, but I just wasn't ready at that time to commit to it. Yeah,
it's good to have a supportive person who helps you on your way.
Yeah, well, he,
even if they don't immediately get a result from them.
Well, because he's a musician, he gets, he understands what it's like to have that creative outlet, and I think he wanted me to have that as well, the same as he has. And the enjoyment of it. So it was something that I always thought I would do, but it was only kind of later in life that the opportunity, because you do have to be quite focused, don't you?
Yeah.
And you have to give up, you have to make time for it. So it wasn't until I could do that. Not that I've got masses of time now, but I'm not so wanting to go out and have a good time like I did
make time.
In my 20s. Yeah. So I think I've been writing since, I had a look, since 2014. And I just wrote a novel in 2014.
That's not so long then, is it?
No. But I've always had stories in my head as well, and I thought that everyone did. You know, kind of standing at the bus stop. And actually, I don't have that now that I write. I have ideas, but I don't. I used to have complete stories, but now I write, it must be coming out that way.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yes. If I caught the bus or travelled somewhere, I would have a story about someone.
Well, it's funny you don't have that anymore, but maybe because you get your ideas on paper quicker.
I think it is, because I still get those ideas, or I'll wake up and I'll have had a dream and I jot it down. I have them at the most inconvenient times, so when you're in the middle of your first draft of a novel, I'll get those ideas, and I do just have to make notes and then develop them, or the plan is to develop them later on. So I don't know what that's about.
So really, you've been very productive in a quite short time.
Yeah.
We were talking 5 years, aren't we?
Yeah.
And you've already got a successful short story, working on a novel, had good feedback, which we can come back to another time. And you've got the beginnings of what we're calling a platform. So that's a lot in 5 years.
Yeah.
Imagine what you could do in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Might have to go back to that drawing that five-year plan again, because things have changed a bit.
They always do, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to focus now and again on what you want to happen.
So which was the next question that you asked me, wasn't it? Which is, what do you want to achieve?
Money would be nice. Being able to pack in my job would be nice, but not essential. Not at the moment, but if things changed job-wise, because they're never that secure, then it would be nice to be able to make a living out of it. Or it would be essential to make a living out of it.
Do you think you'd like the new lifestyle that you'd have? If you were a full-time writer.
I think that I would have to get out there. I'd have to do some volunteer work. I would have to be out there. I couldn't just stay at home and write, or even go to a cafe and write. I'd have to be doing something with people.
Yeah.
I'd need that. I think I'd get quite low if I didn't.
Yeah, it can be quite a solitary pursuit, can't it?
But as for, yes, how can I put this? It's nice when people like your books. I like the positive feedback, but it's doesn't mean everything to me.
Mm.
I think having, finishing something, putting it out there and having that product that you, that pleases you or pleases me is more important,
yeah.
Actually. That sounds really arrogant.
But no, but it's good, isn't it? Because too much reliance on other people. If you're too much reliant on other people or getting money, I think that can get away in the way of the creative process and you're not as free.
Yeah.
I think it's a useful discussion about what you want to achieve, partly because of this idea of branding that you've talked about.
Mm.
Because how could you create a brand if you didn't know what you were trying to achieve?
Yeah. It's... Yeah. I find it so hard. Probably because I haven't been doing it for that long.
Mm.
I think it's something that develops. You know, like things like honesty or... Mm. Those are the things that I would want in a brand, you know.
Yeah.
Helping others...
Mm.
Those sort of positive themes that are an important part of my life now, I would want to be in my writing as well. I like, and also things like escape, you know, that fantasy. Yeah.
Which was what made you do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know that thing about write the books that you'd like to read?
Yeah.
Or in your case, the books that you'd like to read. So what do you think is the where the brand meets that goal of putting out books that you'd like to read?
I'm really bad at reading for improvement. I'm really good at reading what I want to read. And... Yes, I do that. I write what I want to write.
What you... So would you categorise that as escape? Escape writing?
Yes.
So what you wanted in the first place for yourself was that?
Yes.
And what you'd like to give to others is that?
And when you're actually writing that, you're also... Mm. For me, it's also an escape.
Mm.
So what you're creating. Yeah. Although I do find that the characters do take over somewhat. I always seem to have unruly characters.
I like the word unruly.
They're obviously a part of me.
Mm.
And I do have a reputation of being a little bit of a rebel as well at work.
Yeah.
This is. So I don't mind having that in there. I don't see that as a negative.
So you would write about rebellious characters?
Yes, they don't always conform. But originally, I was writing just urban fantasy.
Mm.
Despite the fact that that's not what I do read that, but it's not the only thing I read. I read a lot of fantasy as well.
Mm.
Different types of fantasy.
Yeah.
And... space opera as well, so it was kind of a natural fit to write that.
But they are mostly escape reading, aren't they?
They're very similar, actually. Yeah. Very character focused and
Well, I think this is probably why you are getting success quite quickly, because you're very in sync with yourself and what you like and what you want to do.
Yeah. And I love developing as well and learning.
Yeah.
So I can see, it's my writing has come on. When I look at that, I've still got that first novel that I wrote. And I just wrote it, 70,000 words, it was easy. But there's not much structure there. Mm. There's lots of ideas there, but there's not much structure there. There's not much. The way that it's written is, you know, no one else will see that. But it is useful for me to look back on it. I wonder, actually, if at some stage it might be worth looking to see if I could develop it into something.
Or you could pull something out of it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a little exercise?
Oh, go on then.
And then anyone else who's listening could do it too if they want.
Sorry about the sound.
Yeah, just wait till that's gone. Because I did this at the writing group the other day, and it seemed to bring out such a rich theme of writing. So I thought we could try and do it now.
Do you know, you've just raised everyone's expectations there. But go on.
Well, so it was very simple. That's why I can do it now, because we're probably nearing the end.
Can I just say that I've no idea what she's going to say?
Well, that's the idea. And you can go on doing it after we stopped. But what it was, I just asked people to take a breath and just centre themselves and then think about what kind of treats they used to like as children to eat, like sweet things, or it doesn't have to be sweet things. Some people might have enjoyed eating something like beetroot when they were a child. Well, I used to have a very strange one, which I might say later on. But anyway, I asked people to just start writing down a few words about the things they enjoyed as a treat as a child. So we just write down two or three now, and then you might want to do this later. But if you do two or three now, I'll get you going.
All of mine are chocolate.
That's all right.
You knew it would be.
Well, I mean, most of mine were sweets that came to mind straight away. But the strange one that I mentioned, so I'll tell you what it was that when we used to have curries, my mum always did sliced tomato and onion in vinegar.
Oh.
And I used to like, when everybody'd finished, there was vinegar at the bottom. I used to like to drink the vinegar.
That's disgusting.
But actually, most of my others were sweet things. They were some Scottish sweets, because I was in Scotland a lot as a child. And so, anyway, I did this exercise with people, and it was amazing what people both wrote and talked about, because the next step, after you've done your list of anything and everything that you've liked as a child, was to do a bit of writing, just whatever came in your head after that. But what came into people's heads and what came into my head wasn't necessarily lists like that.
Mm.
And it wasn't necessarily... I did a short poem, and it... I was quite pleased with it, you know, it was just straight off like that.
Yeah.
But I liked what other people had done, and everybody had such interesting stories to tell when we talked about it and read out the bits. So,
was it to do with childhood?
Sometimes, yes. I mean, mine was about my stepfather. And what set me off was aniseed balls, because I can visualise the dresser we had at home. And the aniseed balls, and then I started writing more, and it got attached to him. So It was more like a portrait of him.
Okay.
But yeah, so I was interested in what other people did.
Well, when you asked me that question, I am in my gran's kitchen on Low Edges.
Yeah.
Which is a counsellor's
stage. That's one of the things I do know.
Yeah. And there's... she always had a bottom drawer of chocolate in there, penguins and your breaks and your Kit Kats and your marathons and your Milky Ways. And
it's a new interpretation of the word bottom drawer, isn't it?
And if you ate all your tea... you could have chocolate. You could go and raid the bottom drawer. And obviously you always pick the biggest bar.
So have you gone into particulars, or is it just the drawer in general?
Yeah, it's just that, you know, you've in your fridge, the salad drawer, she used to have that full of chocolate.
As well?
Yeah. Well, that's where...
In the bottom drawer.
That was her bottom drawer.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Where all the chocolate was.
Wonder this what started you off on your chocolate mission.
I know. That's well, the awesome. Other thing is, chocolate in the fridge.
Mm.
It's got a special... It's even more special. Yeah.
Shall I reward you with a square of the chocolate? I'll tell you, everybody, it's milky chocolate with hazelnuts.
It's very nice. Yeah.
So, Should we stop there and hope that somebody has enjoyed doing that exercise and maybe gone away and written something fantastic as a result?
And maybe they'd let us know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, it would.
Anyway, goodbye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at divingintowriting.com. We'd love to hear from you, and if you'd like to leave us a review, we'd be ever so grateful. Bye for now.